I left you yesterday looking at Zechariah 4:6. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Today we're going to have a look at the work of the Holy Spirit within us. When the Spirit comes, he will glorify me, Jesus said. John 16:14. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. That's his job description, to glorify Jesus. His role is not primarily that we may move in a gift or speak in tongues. These are the proof he indwells us. Jesus said, when he comes, he will speak of me. He will glorify me. John 16:14, he will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. We're about to hit our first challenge. There is another king. We've talked about this before, but now it will become real in our experience. We do not need to learn to love ourselves. We do that without thinking. Ephesians 5:29 tells us, no one abuses his own body, but pampers it, serving and satisfying its needs. Jesus teaches not that we pamper ourselves or learn to love ourselves, but we must die to ourselves. He teaches, stop focusing on me, myself and I, and focus on him and his kingdom first, foremost and only, and everything we need will come to us. We saw it in Matthew 6:33. And in Luke 14:25-33, he lays it out plainly, leaving all to follow Christ. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and yes, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, doesn't sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest after he's laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, does not sit down first and consider whether he's able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you who does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Hating our own life, bearing our own cross, forsaking all, following him. Being a disciple, following him with death as the first stop on the line. This we quickly discover is the normal Christian life. The Holy Spirit comes to put you to death, dear friend, as I heard many years ago. He indwells us to conform us to the image of Jesus. This is the Father's priority. It's number one for him. And to do this, he must get us to kill off our old selfish nature. This is our part of the agreement when we become a disciple. We must do this, as Paul tells us in Romans 6:10-12 in the Passion. For by his sacrifice, he died to sin's power once and for all, but he now lives continuously for the Father's pleasure. So let it be the same way for you. Since you are now joined with him, you must continually view yourselves as dead and unresponsive to sin's appeal, while living daily for God's pleasure in union with Jesus the Anointed One. Sin's reign is over. Sin is a dethroned monarch, so you must no longer give it an opportunity to rule over your life, controlling how you live and compelling you to obey its desires and cravings. You must continually view yourselves as dead and unresponsive to sin's appeal. We can see from this passage the Holy Spirit most certainly does not come to make us feel good about ourselves, but neither does he come to condemn us. He comes to change us, to change our centre, so we are no longer self-centred, but Christ-centred. He comes to produce Christ in us. The Christ life. He asks for our cooperation in this process, and we go then from crisis to process. And when the nature of Jesus really begins to be formed in us, we discover resurrection life and our true identity. Brilliant. It is at this point we begin to understand what it means to have Christ in us, the hope of glory. Galatians 2:20 becomes experiential. It really is the Christ life we now live. No longer two lives, but one. His through you. This way up. See you tomorrow.